الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه ومن اتبعه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، we're here again and we're in the surah, Surah Yusuf. It's a beautiful story where we are going over so many different, points in the story. First, look. We're gonna go over. I'm gonna have to let some people in the class, okay? Sorry.
Don't worry.
Okay, so look.
Continue, please.
Okay, mashallah. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa sallallahu wa sallam ala rasulillah wa alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala amma ba'd. Again, we're here in Surah to Yusuf, and we're going scene by scene in this surah. We began in the beginning of the surah where Allah is telling us this is the best of the stories. And we learned that the Sahaba came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they asked him to tell us stories. You know, they're asking about stories. They're telling stories. Do we have any stories? And the Jews sent the Meccan pagans to say, ask him about the boy who had problems with his brothers and what was his story. And then he starts to tell this story all at one time. Boom. Comes down at one time, there's no nasikh, there's no mansukh, meaning nothing has been abrogated, nothing has been added. The story is just the way it is. And it is the most detailed story in the whole Quran, and it is the best story in the world. Anyone, one of the barakas of this story is that no one can read or hear this story and remain sad. Anyone who was sad, when they hear this story, they are filled with joy, okay? So this is one of the barakas of this story. Anyone who learns this story won't fall victim to sadness when it comes to the qadr of Allah. That's another one of the barakas of this story. Some of the ulama said it has 1,000 fawaid, 1,000, benefits that you can pull from. I'm going to pull at least 100 from them, bi-ithni Rabbina ta'ala, for the people, inshallah ta'ala. Since it's a quick story, we'll go through it again. So he comes in, our hero, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's the central figure in all these stories, because it's called stories because there are multiple stories in play here. That's another one of the fawaid. There are multiple stories. It's not just the story of Yusuf. It's the story of Ya'qub. Here, you don't find the story of Ya'qub anywhere else in the Quran either, with this detail on what's going on with him. Okay? So it's the prophet Ya'qub with his son, the prophet Yusuf. It is the prophet Yusuf with his brothers. It is the prophet Yusuf in the house of the Aziz and his wife Zuleika, and is the prophet Yusuf when he's in prison, the story of the people in the prison as well, the story of his life in the house with the Zuleika, the famous woman, and the Aziz, the story of him with the king and the government of Egypt, the story, and we didn't even get to the story of him with the people in the prison. Okay, and we're not just talking about the two men, the people in the prison, the story of the famine and how they solved that particular issue, the story of how he reconciled between him and his brothers, how he got his brother back, the story of how Bani Israel entered into Egypt. This is Tilka Ayyamun Nudawwiluha Bayna Nas. It's a beautiful stories, and it's the best riveting. Is the word we can say. It holds you in place. So now we're at the point in the story where he entered into the prison. And while he was going to prison, two young men entered the prison with him. Remember, the king's taster, the royal taster, died. And they didn't know who did it. So they locked up the one who was in charge of the bread and the food, and they locked up the one who was in charge of the wine and all the drinks. Then after they did their test, they realized that the one who had made the bread and charged the food had gotten some money. He was paid, and he poisoned, and he allowed them to poison the king. Now, I told you before, this particular king is only one of two kings out of all the Pharaonic temples that they have, or pyramids that they have, has no idols in it. And that was because he was on Tawheed, okay? And he didn't want any of their idols, and they hated him. You know, they were at war with him at first, and they tried to kill him. And this is what the story is pointing to as well. I forgot to mention the story of the two kings of Egypt who were not involved in shirk. All the rest of the Pharaonic harems have temples, have what do you call it, idols and different things in it, except these two. His father was the first, he being the second one. And he was a young man. He was around the same age as Yusuf. Okay, that was another thing. So they figured he's young, we can get rid of him. Okay, he had come into his position of being the Firaun around the same time that Yusuf was getting into the prison. And that's why they tried to kill him as soon as he took over after the death of his father, who also was not following their adat. He didn't accept Islam, the father, but he did not accept their paganism. The son, as we're going to see further on, is going to eventually accept Islam, the king. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. And that's why they were trying to poison him, because he was a young king and he was just like his father, who they couldn't get and do anything to. So now when Yusuf tells them, look, you're going to go back and keep pouring wine for your Lord. And you, sadly, you know, this is what's going to happen. The birds are going to eat, pick your head. You're going to hang until the birds pick your head off. Okay? Now he's in the Sijin, and he had to remain in the Sijin, bid as-sinin. Whether that's 7 to 10 years or it's 10 years, Allah knows best. It's a bit. It's as we used to say, maybe that word, you know, in the United States, in New York, we say somebody's doing a bit. And that means he's doing more than 5 years. He's doing or if we say a skid bit, it's 3 to 5 years. You know? So we have the same word bid'a in Arabic, but doing a small bit or a bit in time. So alhamdulillah. Now it goes, he's doing his time. Some period of time goes on, and Allah says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وقال الملك إني أرى سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخرى يابسات يا أيها الملأ افتوني في رؤياي إن كنتم للرؤيا تعبرون. So he says, the قال الملك, the king says, he says, إني أرى سبع بقرات سِمَانٍ يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبَعُ عِجَافٍ. And he says, Allah, I have a dream, and in my dream, I see seven fat cows, and then these seven skinny نَحِيب عِجَافٌ come and they eat those seven. Cow. How is it that these skinny ones are coming and eating the big ones? And he said, then I see seven ears of corn, nice and green. And then right afterwards, I see seven dried looking, all dried up ears of corn. Ya ayyuhal mala'u. Mala is a group. It's like you call it an association. Right? A group of people. So he says, Ya ayyuhal mala'u. He's calling all the doctors, all the wise ones, all the advisors. Ya ayyuhal mala'u. Iftuni. Give me a fatwa. Iftuni. Iftuni from fatwani. Give me a fatwa. Meaning explain this to me. Fi ru'yaya, regarding my dream. In kuntum liru'ya ta'burun. If it is about these dreams, you got any knowledge of it. You know how to ta'burun is the word ibra. Okay? And this, and the Prophet, Allah tells us that in this story is ibratun. So this word is going to be another one of the occurring, reoccurring words, ibra. And it's very important to understand the word ta'burun and ibra as an example. If you know, you can give me something that I can reflect upon. Why? Because the same word ibra has been Englishized as Hebrew. Hebrew is ibra. Okay, ibriyin. Okay. So this is the same root word where we get the word Hebrew from, ibriya. In their language called ibriya, same root word. Okay. So, qalu adghathu ahlam. They say, yo, look, you know, this is nothing. These are stories. This is something in your head. They don't make no sense. Okay. This is what they're saying. We don't got no words for this. You know, this type of confused dream has no meaning. Fa'ida, there's a benefit now. Dreams come from three places. One comes from Allah, as we see the ru'ya of Yusuf. That a ru'ya sadiq, this is one of the first benefits, is a dream that is a good dream is from Allah. Anytime you see a good dream, it's from Allah. It doesn't mean that you're a prophet, but dreams can be from Allah or they can be from shaitan. Okay? Or they can be from your own self, your own anxieties. Okay? Or they can be adghathu ahlam, like he says, confused, no mumble jumble that are uninterpretable. Dreams don't have any meaning. And this is what one of the benefits. Qalu, this dream is adghathu ahlam. Wa ma nahnu bitaweel al-ahlam bi'alimina. And he says, and we don't know. Wa ma nahnu bitaweel al-ahlam bi'alimina. We don't have no knowledge about interpreting and interpreting dreams, is what they say to him. Wa qala alladhi naja minhuma wa dakara ba'da ummatin ana unabbi'ukum bitawilihi fa arsiluni. He says, wa qala alladhi naja minhuma, and the one who was saved from the both, from the two of them, the one who's pouring the wine and the one who's making the bread. Wadakara, and he remembered after ba'da ummatin. So we have the word ummah. Ummah is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a large group of people. Ummah is a long period of time, as he said here. Wadakara ba'da ummah, and he remembered after a period of time, a long period of time. Kana Ibrahim ummah. He is the sheikh aliman. So we have these three meanings for the word ummah in here. Right? A scholar like Ibrahim, he's an ummah, meaning a nation in of itself. Okay? We have the mother, who's an ummah, right? Our mother. We have ummatin, after a long period of time. And we have ummah, which is a nation in of itself. So, what dakara ba'da ummatin, so the wine bearer, he remembers, he says, after remembering, after a long time, he says, ana, ah! So the med here, the extension here is to show you, ana, I'll tell you, ana unabbi'ukum bitawilihi fa arsiluni. Just give me the authority, send me to somebody. Give me the authority to go talk to this guy, and I'll tell you, I'll be able to bring it to you. After all these guys, the mala'un, they can't do it. The wine bearer says, oh, he's listening. He's standing there. Let me do it. I can do this. And this is not normally his job. You're not an advisor. Okay? He's not a normal advisor, but he's so close to the king now. Why? He's making sure he's not only just making sure his drink is in, he's pouring it for him. He's there for all the secret conversations. He's got a clearance. He's even there when the king has a dream that's confusing him. And he wants to know what the meaning is. So he speaks, and they send him for arsiluni. And so they send him as a Rasul. We're at the next scene now. He goes to Yusuf. Yusufu ayyuha Siddiq, my main man, Siddiq. We know, you know, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. He is the one that believed, and he is always the close friend, okay, of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The most thorough friend of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called As-Siddiq. as-siddiqeen, right? Those people who are on their word is their bond, okay? They believe that never had any doubt, ever. So he calls Yusuf, Yusufu ayyuha as-siddiq. Oh my man, my trustworthy friend. He don't even mention that, yo, I forgot you. Nah, my man, why wouldn't he love him? You gave me this good news that I was going to go back. I forgot you, but yo, you my man, I love you. Okay? He says this to him. Aftina fi sab'i baqaratin simani yakuluhunna sab'un ijaf sab'un ijafun wa sab'i sumbulatin khudurin wa ukhra yabisat. وأخرى يابسات لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون. He says, Aftina, give us the fatwa. Explain it to us. Aftina, give us a fatwa fee regarding سبعي بقرات, seven fat simanin, fat baqara. يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبَعٌ عِجَافٌ, that are being eaten by seven skinny ones. وَسَبَعِ سُنْبُلَاتٍ خُضَرٍ وَأُخْرَ يَابِسَاتٍ, and about seven green ears of corn and another seven, you know, dried one. لَعَلِّيَ, so that I can go back. أَرْجِعُ إِلَى النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, so I can go back to the people and let them know what's going on, okay? Let me go back and tell them what the deal is. He already knows that Yusuf can answer this question. Okay? He knows this. He has no doubt whatsoever. And he knows that Yusuf is going to answer it for him. He's not going to hold nothing against him. So tell me, give me the fatwa about this. That's how much thiqatan, how much trust. And this is one of the best. See how much trust he has in Yusuf? See how much love he has for Yusuf. Someone does you good, you go back to them. Even if you didn't do them right by remembering them, you still got a lot of love. You know, he didn't do nothing wrong to you. And you know he has so much trust in that he's going to answer him, and the answer is going to be correct. So he says it in a positive. لَعَلِّيَ أَرْجِعُ إِلَى النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, so they would know. So I can go back to the people and let them know. So he's going to get another daraja. Help me out. Okay? So I can go back and tell the people, not you. Okay? And I'll let them know, and I will get another reward for this. Okay? This is what he does. So Yusuf doesn't hesitate. Look at the sabr. One of the other benefits that we learn from this surah is that both him and his father, alayhim as-salatu wa-salam, Israel and Yusuf, they don't complain to people. From the sabr that they show, they don't complain to nobody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Notice throughout the story, and Yusuf doesn't hold a grudge. He don't even mention it. He doesn't even mention it, okay? And so he just says, قَالَ تَزْرَعُونَ سَبَعَ سَنِينًا دَأَبًا دَأْبًا فَمَا حَصَدْتُمْ فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُنْبُلِهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ. This is what he says. He says, listen, he doesn't even answer the question and say what the dream means. That's another one of the fa'idah. He doesn't even say this means that. He says, this is the solution to that. He jumps right to the solution, which is more than what you asked for. Okay? He says, قَالَ يُوسُفْ تَزْرَعُونَ, you will make zira'a, you will work on your farm. مَنْ زَرَعَ حَسَدْ, whoever plants a seed and takes care of it will get something to come out of it, will have some produce. Okay, he says تَزْرَعُونَ سَبَعَ سِنِينَ دَأَبًا, back to back, okay, 7 years right in a row. فَمَا حَسَدْتُمْ, whatever you get, whatever your produce you get, فَذَرُوهُ فِي سُنْبُلِهِ, and this is the kick right here. This is what the kick is. He says, this is the first person to do this. This is the knowledge that Yusuf has about, that Allah has given him about this particular issue, whether he learned it in prison or whether it was knowledge that Allah gave him through wahyi. He says, for 7 years in a row, you know, work the farms. Whatever produce you get from the corn, you store it inside of its ear, inside of the whole corn. They used to store it and take the sheath off and then store it. He was the first one to tell them, no. Fi sumbulihi, you store it in its sumbul. That way it doesn't rot at all. It stays, the cover for it actually acts as a cover and it preserves it. The outside may get dry because the corn on the inside is eating the green from that, sucking it up and preserving itself. It may get dry, but as soon as you wet it, it gets back its life. Okay? It gets back. So he says, fi sumbulihi, that's the technique that he brought to the situation that shows craft. Okay, that he has a craftiness, you know. Illa qalila mimma ta'kulun, only the little bit that you need to eat. Okay, the only thing you don't take out what you need to eat. Thumma yati min ba'di dhalika sab'un shidadun ya'kulna ma qaddamtum lahunna illa qalila. Illa qalilan mimma tuhsidun. I'm sorry, tuhsinun. He says, then thumma yati min ba'di dhalik. Then what's going to happen after that? Sab'un shidadun. There's going to be seven severe years. Seven severe years. Ya'kulna ma qaddamtum lahunna. You will eat all that you preserved for those 7 years. Illa qalilan mimma tuhsinun. What the little bit that you're going to need to go back and refarm with. Okay? Thumma yati min ba'di dhalika 'amun fihi yughathu an-nasu wa fihi ya'sirun. He said, then after that, you will have a year where people will party. They will have so much, they'll be crushing grapes, right? And that's ya'sirun. They'll have enough to make crush grapes and make wine with it. Okay, and that's the people will be having a lot of helping each other, and everything will be fine. Okay, when he took that back to the king, and he explained that to him, the king understood this man is somebody I need to have on my side. He not only did he explain the dream, but he explained the situation, which explains the dream. Okay, explains how to solve it, which makes him understand. Alhamdulillah. So the king says, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ اُتُّونِي بِهِ. He says, bring him to me. اُتُّونِي بِهِ. This is the king. First, he said, bring him to me. I hear what you said. Now bring the man who told you that there. Okay? So, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ قَالَ ارْجِعْ إِلَى رَبِّكَ. So when they came to him, So when the messenger came, so you see it's not the man carrying the wine now. They just made the call that send the messenger down there and bring him. Just pop him out the cell, bring him. He's done. He's out of jail. When the messenger came, call Rabbi, go back to your Lord. They put me in jail. Nah. فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. Go and ask him. يَهَبِ الْحَكَمُ عَلَيَّ. Okay? He said, look, they put me in jail. Go back. I'm not done. They put me in jail and they have not given any ruling about me. If I come out of jail, they're going to say this man ruined my reputation. And I'll be having this shadow over me saying that I did some crime. No. They haven't. I never went to court. There was never no ruling about my situation. So they said, what's your situation? Okay, what do you mean? What? They went to the court. The king said, hey, what's his ruling? What did he get locked up for? The court said, we don't know. We know. They asked the prison, what is he in jail for? The prison said, we don't know. We just lock people up. They just bring them here, we lock them up. When it's time to get out, the court's supposed to let them know. The court didn't know either. So they went back to Yusuf and said, Yusuf, what was your deal? He said, go ask him about my balu niswati lati qata'na aydiyahunna. And now you see the wisdom of why Allah made them cut themselves, cut their hands. Because now that proof is done. They're all scarred on their hands. It was all known who the woman who cut their hands. So the cutting of their hands now became proof of what he was locked up for. Okay, so he said he was able to tell them who to go to. And that's why it comes here in the ayah. Go ask them, my bad, what's the situation? What's the ruling? What's the hukum on a situation regarding the women who cut their hands? So then what does the king do? So the king, he says, I forgot the last part of the ayah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Inna Rabbi bi kaydihinna alim. He says, the fact of the matter is, my Lord is well aware, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of their plots and their plans. Okay? So fully acknowledge of that. Again, he knows that if I get out and this is not cleared up, it's always going to be like, oh, these are the women. He did something to these women. And they could play that game with him and mess with him again. Okay? Oh, you're doing it again. Nah, what did I do in the first place? It was never clear. So he wants clarity. Okay? Clarity. Let's get some clarity here. So the king, he gathers all the women. He says, bring all the women who cut their hands. When he sees and finds out that these are the women of the aristocrats of his wazir, remember, this is a young man, okay? He has all the wazirs that are the husbands to these women come with them, okay? This is the beauty. He brings them with their wives, because he knows the wives didn't lock them up. You men did this. So he gathers all of them together. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُنَّ إِذْ رَاوَدْتُنَّ يُوسُفَ عَن نَفْسِي. So then he asked them. Now he's the judge. He takes over the qada. Oh, y'all didn't judge over him? I'm going to judge over the situation. Explain to me, what was the situation? What's your speech? Khutbatukunna. What you got to say? Okay? With regards to when you guys tried to seduce Yusuf on himself. Qulna hasha lillah. You know, bara'atun min Allah. We hashalillah is a phrase that says, you know, may Allah forbid. But what it also means is Allah is like, make us free from that. Make us free from having done anything like that. You know, freedom from bara'atun min Allah min hadha. Okay? So he's saying, look, we hashalillah, we didn't ma'alimna min alayhi min su'. We don't know nothing bad about him. Okay, but see how they said it again. Another baraka from this ayah is that they didn't say that they wanted him. They didn't say that. They just said, we don't know no evil from him. They tried to do it halfway and just said, we don't know. Ma'alimna alayhi min su. We didn't know. We didn't learn no ugliness from him. We didn't get no evil from him. They didn't get the other side of it. And this is why the wife of the Aziz had to step up. قالت امرأة العزيز الآن حصحص الحق. She said, now she steps forward and tells the truth. She steps forward and says, الآن حصحص الحق. It's now as the truth comes out. أنا راودته عن نفسي. Okay? I'm the one that started this and tried to seduce him. وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And he is amongst the truthful. He's truthful. He's honest. Okay? So the women, even after those years in prison, they only tried to free themselves up and not say the truth. Just say, yo, we don't know nothing either. We ain't do nothing. They didn't even say they ain't do it. We don't know nothing. We don't know nothing happened about nothing. We don't know any evil happened about it, about the situation. Okay? Because you could say, alimna alayhi min sun, alayhi Yusuf, or alayhi upon the situation. We don't know nothing bad happened. We don't know nothing. Okay? But the wife of the Aziz, she steps forward and she's speaking here. Okay? She says, ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي لَمَ خُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَحْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. So some of the Mufassirun say this is the statement of Yusuf. Others say this is the statement of Zuleika, the wife of the Aziz. Others, like myself, say it's the statement of both Yusuf and the wife of the Aziz. And listen to the statement, and this is the beauty of the Quran and what they said. She says, or he says, and he says, Thalika, he pushes this issue. This is Yusuf, from Yusuf's side. لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ, so that they would know, my Lord, my previous boss would know, I didn't do nothing bad behind his back. Okay? وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَحْدِي كَيْدِ الْخَائِنِينَ, and that Allah doesn't guide the people who play games, the plots of the people who put their little خائن, these traitors. He don't put guidance in the plots of traitors. What does that mean? No guidance in it. Their plot don't make no sense. It's got holes in it. It's not game type. And Allah's not going to let it be game type. And she's saying it. She's saying, ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي لَمَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ, that I was not a traitor to him behind his back. I fessed up to it. I admitted that I did it and it wasn't him. I'm not going to do him like that. Okay, well, and Allah, and now she realized, because she praised him, she knew that she wasn't on their religion. Well, and Allah la yahdi kaydal kha'inin. So she's at the point now where she's ready to believe, where she's ready to understand things differently. So this is how it could be understood from both of them saying it. Most of the Mufassirun say that it's the statement of the Aziz, that the wife of the Aziz. At this point, The king gets on all of the men. In the story, it goes that at this point, the husband dies. He gets sick and he dies. Okay? Alhamdulillah, the Aziz himself dies. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is where we're going to stop for today. Alhamdulillah. I hope that you all have benefited from this beautiful story and taken some fawaid, fawaid benefits from it that you can take into your life. May Allah allow us to be like Yusuf and not complain except to Allah, and that we should do privately. May Allah also allow us to be honest like Yusuf. Wa subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.